Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dr. Robert Murphy, a professor of infectious diseases at Northwestern University's Feinberg School of Medicine, a regular guest here and throughout Chicagoland. Dr. Murphy, thanks for joining us again on WGN.
Hey, good morning.
Did the CDC relax the guidelines too quickly?
No, they didn't relax the guidelines too quickly. They did relax them suddenly, but the data are there. Vaccines work. People who are fully vaccinated don't have to wear masks in 90% of the situations.
Yeah. Or socially distance, right?
Same thing.
Yeah. So that's the people that have been fully vaccinated. And it would just seem to me this is just a matter of public policy. The Achilles heel of that is, how do we know who's who? This is relying on the kindness of strangers, to be honest about it, isn't it?
Well, yes and no. The risk is not to the people who are fully vaccinated. They're protected no matter what. The risk is to the people who are not vaccinated, because if they don't continue to wear masks and socially distance, they're going to continue to get infected. Maybe actually there'll be an increase in cases in the people who are not fully vaccinated.
I've heard from some parents who say that this news troubles them because they want to go out without their mask. Maybe they can. They've been vaccinated. Mm-hmm. They're going to bring mm-hmm. their children out. And here again, mm-hmm. if somebody else is not wearing a mask but has not been vaccinated, then their children are at risk.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, that is true. And so the kids who are not vaccinated, which is most of them, it's just starting with the 12 to 15-year-olds just last week. They still have to wear masks.
Yeah, I guess so, now that you mention it. So the rule, so it's a shame, maybe, mm-hmm. that mom and mm-hmm. dad have the mask off, or can,
right?
And yet there are the kids
uh-huh.
still strapped up in there, but that's where we are at this moment.
That's where we are at this moment. When they're at home, of course, they're in their, what they call, their bubble, and nobody wears a mask. But when they go out, the kids are still at risk. So they've got to wear their masks until they get vaccinated.
One more time, doctor, just state to us the need for the mask and who the vaccine protects. Just lay that out for us one more time.
Yeah. So you take the vaccine, you become fully vaccinated, which, for Moderna and Pfizer vaccines, those are the mRNA vaccines, that takes two shots, 3 or 4 weeks apart, or the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which is just a one-shot deal. You don't have to take any second shot. 2 weeks after your last dose, you are protected from getting infected. You're protected from getting sick from the infection, which is a different thing.
Mm-hmm.
You are protected from developing severe disease that gets you in a hospital, which occurs in about 10 or 15% of people. You are protected from becoming so seriously ill that you end up in an ICU, maybe on a ventilator. And you're protected against dying. So the vaccine has an incredible impact on the course of this disease. I think people are underestimating how potent these vaccines are. After the studies were over, there's been several large, groups studied, including one from Israel, another one here among healthcare workers, and several other groups that document that this is the case. And when you put that all together, look at it very closely.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what happens, and that's why they changed the guideline. The CDC has been criticized for being too conservative with the masks. Like, why do I get vaccinated? I still have to socially distance and wear a mask. It doesn't make any sense. Well, it didn't make any sense until we could figure out exactly how well these vaccines worked, and they worked great.
Was the estimation, though, that if you are vaccinated, you wouldn't get sick, but you could still carry the coronavirus and pass it on to other people? You could still be a transmitter.
You could be a transmitter, but what they've learned is that the people who get COVID after they're vaccinated have a very low level of virus in them, and that they're only contagious for a very short period of time, if at all.
Right.
So it's it actually when if you haven't had the vaccine, you have a lot more virus and you're highly contagious. It's a very contagious disease. If you have the vaccine, you're just a little bit contagious and not for very long.
Yeah, right.
So that's the difference.
I guess just liberates people that much more in a positive way. I'm not saying that people are misbehaving, but then there's this question, and this isn't the first time I've said this or seen this morning. 773 texted in to say, so then why do people that are unvaccinated have to wear a mask if they don't want to? Right. So that
they're going to infect other people more who are not vaccinated.
That's true. There's still folks out there, right?
They will possibly infect other people who are immunocompromised, where the vaccine didn't work that well. And they're going to continue the spread of this disease throughout the population. Most likely what's going to happen is the vaccinated people, they're going to bring the numbers down. The unvaccinated people will, you know, there's going to be continued cases because of them. And, you know, the hospitals, there'll still be, you know, 10 or 15% of them who get infected will end up in the hospital. And, you know, 1 to 2% will die from the infection. That is not going to change. So, you know, that's really the difference.
But then what about this question, Doctor? I'd like your answer right after a quick break. But that is, how available is the vaccine? We're sort of assuming that everybody now has got the vaccine or has had access to it and maybe just chosen not to get it. Is that true? That is, everybody who wants to be vaccinated so far has been able to be vaccinated within the available age groups? Catch us up on where those numbers are in a minute. Doctor, I've got a lot of listeners who have questions for you as well. Will you just take a couple quick calls for us?
Sure.
And before the break, I had a question for you. Do you want to take a stab at that?
Yeah, okay.
I don't remember what the question was. Do you?
Nope.
That's great. So let's move on to some calls. Let's go to Sherry. You're on WGN. Hi, Sherry. How are you?
Hi. I'm fine. How are you?
Good.
I'm just calling to let you know I really enjoy your show. And we were just shopping at the Costco in North Riverside, and you guys are talking about the mask mandate. Sure. About 250 people in the Costco. Everyone is wearing their mask, even the employees, which I think is awesome. I think they're taking this mandate off of mask way too soon. We need to pay attention, and we need to keep ourselves safe.
And hi, Dr. Murphy.
And hi, Dr. Murphy.
Hi.
Maybe some former patients there, but, you know, there was this Ricky Schroeder video where he was not wearing a mask. They wouldn't let him into the Costco. They said it's still our policy. What advice would you have for stores that I presume could allow customers to come in without their masks if they've been vaccinated, right, Doctor?
Well, I mean, the CDC guidance is meant to tell the states and public health authorities what the best science is as to wearing a mask or not. It does not say there's no mandate that you don't have to wear a mask. It's totally up to the state and to the individual companies what they want to do. If they want to take it a little bit slow, that's fine. You know, wearing a mask is not going to hurt anybody. Yeah, you have a lot of people who I'm just walking outside in my own neighborhood here in Chicago. You know, I would say most people are still wearing masks,
yeah,
even when they're outside. You know, it's some ways, you know, maybe these people haven't had the vaccine. That's one thing. But, you know, that's okay. It's always better to be safe than sorry. But the data are strong. The vaccines work. And I think people will, in a little bit of time, people will sort of relax a little bit and feel more comfortable. But if you don't feel comfortable without a mask, just keep wearing your mask. It's okay.
Yeah. And if you, I don't know if the person who won't get vaccinated for whatever reason, right? Like, it's not medical, it's not religious, but they're not going to get the vaccine. I'm not sure what their motivation is. But I wonder what the honesty quotient is for that person. They may be as honest as the rest of us, Or maybe because they're sort of anti-establishment, maybe they're, I'm getting into the psychology of this person here, but I wonder how honest those people are going to be about wearing the mask.
Well, in a way, it doesn't make any difference to you if you are vaccinated. In other words, you're protected from them. The risk is to them. They're the ones that are putting themselves at an unnecessary risk if they're unvaccinated.
Right.
And they're not wearing a mask.
That does
That's
get,
what we're protecting.
I understand that, but that gets us to the question you and I didn't remember, and that is, what percentage of people have been vaccinated who want the vaccine? Has everybody got it now, or where are we on that?
No. Oh, yeah. Okay. That was the question before the break. Yeah. So when at the beginning, the people at really high risk, older people, people with underlying diseases, they really wanted the vaccine badly, and that's why there was we didn't have much capacity. So most of them have been vaccinated. All the people that were really gung-ho to get the vaccine, most of them have taken the vaccine. So what we're going now is into a very normal second phase where people, a lot of people want to take the vaccine or they're willing to take the vaccine, but it's inconvenient. You know, they have to take off time from work. Yeah. They think it's complicated making the appointments. But now we have increased the capacity significantly. So almost every place now is mandated to allow walk-ins. You don't even have to have an appointment. Of course, it's better to have an appointment.
Yeah, I understand
that. But you can just walk into places, and most, you know, the number of people vaccinated yesterday, I think, was in the 50,000s or so. That was way down in Illinois here. And you know, it's pretty easy to get a vaccine now.
Will I need
to make it easier.
Will I need to get vaccinated against the variants?
Well, at this particular point, I'm glad you brought that up, because the current vaccines work pretty well against the variants that are out there. They don't work as good, but they work good enough to give you some protection against it so that you don't end up in the hospital. So that's the good news for today.
Is India a variant story? Did they not get the vaccine out soon enough?
Oh, they did. They're the world's biggest manufacturer of vaccines in general. They had less than 2% of the population vaccinated when their pandemic took off. That's changing. They're vaccinating people like crazy now, but they still have a long way to go. You know, that's a very big population, 1.4 billion people. I mean, they're going to have a big challenge getting people vaccinated.
Densely populated. And my read on that has been that it was also a failure of government leadership, that the president there was campaigning and working outside in crowds, unmasked, and was not a strong advocate of the vaccine. Is that your understanding?
Yeah, they had a very different pattern there. They had their first peak. It went away with kind of some relatively modest interventions, and they didn't get the second peak like we did. But then they got their second peak came at when our third wave was going down, and it has just taken off like crazy. And I think it's because of the variants there. The variants are really, really contagious. They're much more contagious than the original virus.
So wear a mask, and that protects other people right now, correct?
Right. It protects other people, and it protects yourself.
Oh, okay. Dr. Robert Murphy from Northwestern, the professor of infectious diseases. If you've been vaccinated twice, if you've been 2 weeks outside your last vaccine, presuming you didn't get the J&J and it was only once, 2 weeks outside, you don't have to socially distance, you don't have to wear a mask, unless you're in a place that says you have to. It's not a law, it's a guidance.
It's a guidance.
And if you feel comfortable with the mask on, sure ain't hurting anybody to keep it on.
Right, okay. Exactly.
All right, doctor, thanks for your time today.
Okay, thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, and thanks for being a doctor. Aren't you glad? I say this every time, he or Kevin Most or Allison Arwood are on. I'm glad they're on our side.